St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure Mission.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's Daily Highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I'm glad you're listening right now because it's about to get really real. No, we're going to get really real. Don Gurmazian, the president and CEO of American Dream, our favorite retail destination right here in the Meadowlands, right outside the city, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel. You know where it is if you live here.
Yep.
First of all, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for
again.
Being had.
Again.
Again. Okay, keep in mind, if you go to American Dream, it's a day. At least a day and a night. You get all the shopping and, of course, all the eating and all the rides. It's an incredible experience.
I'm trying to make it a week, a day.
Yeah.
A week. You can do it. I put so much into it that you can spend the whole week.
The mini golf, and then you can go and do the escape rooms because there's like an escape. There's so much to do.
You can snowboard.
Snowboard. You can go on the Ferris wheel and then get some funnel cake.
Yeah, I would stay on that wheel. I would live on that wheel for like a week. Anyway, so we've made it very clear. I mean, some of the most incredible stores known to man, of course. Okay, I'll give you an example. So when last time Dom was here, I said, I'm going to take the girls out on a shoe shopping spree at Saks Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. The only Saks Fifth Avenue in New Jersey, right? And of course, they were like, okay.
Yeah,
so, I'm gonna say no. So we went to your Saks Fifth Avenue.
I love it.
And I said, no price cover. I mean, no price lid. You whatever shoes you want, you get.
Yep. Go crazy.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was awesome.
It was expensive, but it was good. So the guys in they want to retaliate now, Don. They're like, well, what about us? I'm going, what about you?
Well, you know what? I think we have like five or six, or actually maybe even more sneaker shops at American Dream.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
I think you guys can do big damage. Am I screwing things up for you, Elvis? I don't mean to cost you more money, but I kind of do.
Well, no. I mean, I'll pay for the bus ride out to American Dream.
I'll pay for the shoes.
There you go.
No, wait. Didn't you say that the rumor was Dom was going to buy you guys bathing suits or something?
Hey, listen,
bathing
suits. All I was doing was planting the seed.
Yeah.
Because you know what? There was a promise made not to go pull that audio, but I can. But Don did say he would take care of the guys.
Okay, Don, you got to buy bathing suits or something.
Oh,
I'm all over it. Anytime you want to come down.
All right.
Anytime.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
But that's not enough bathing. We've got to do shoes and bathing. What are you?
Oh, so now the girls get screwed.
No, wait. No, they don't, because then you have to come back, too. I'll come back in a couple of months, and we'll do another girl.
Well, in that case.
Let me be very clear. You're paying for that. I'm not paying for that.
Elvis took the girls to Carpaccio for lunch that day. Did we get lunch?
No, actually, Dawn took us to lunch.
100%. Yeah, which was Wendy's for lunch. You're going to love it.
It's all we need. All right, so however we figure this out, we'll figure this out. It's no problem.
Yeah, I love it.
But when Dawn walked in this room, he said, okay, I think we should give a listener like a shopping spree at American Dream. I'm like, okay.
Amazing.
I'm not paying for it. But
that one I'll pay for.
Something tells me we're all paying for this in some way or another. So let's make that happen. Like, so you're saying whoever wins this gets to go to American Dream, and they have the run of the facility?
They can go wherever they want. I think it should be a nice number. Let's say like $10,000 or something.
That's nice.
Okay. Okay.
100%. I'd like to figure out how it is that a listener will win. You guys might have to think about that, right?
Yeah.
But what if the listener is from Wisconsin?
Okay. Well, then we'll fly him in if we have to.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
But you'll have to pay for that part.
Okay, I tell you what. If someone from out of the New York City, New Jersey area has to be flown in and put up at a hotel, Alex Zagrin from Z100 Sales.
You can't see him point. He was pointing to himself and then pointing to Alex.
We'll figure that out. Now, here's what I want you to do. No matter where you live, and if you've never been to American Dream and you live in the Northeast, shame on you. You got to go. It's a lot of fun. Go to American Dream online and just look at all the stores and just imagine $10,000 just for you and your family there.
I could spend $10,000 in the lids. It's the biggest lids I think that I've ever seen in my entire life. It's huge.
Let's spend it all at that sneaker store.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, you're listening to like a meeting. We're having a meeting about this. So it isn't in stone yet, but we're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Awesome. 100%.
So Alex, my husband, and I, we were at American Dream several weeks ago. We went on a weekday in hoping it would be a little more room to run around.
Not so busy, yeah.
And of course, it was busy. But we had such a good time. But one of your team members at American Dream said, why are you here? Does Dawn know you're here? I'm like, no, they don't know we're here. Because when we're here, they're always so nice. And you always buy things for us. No.
You guys are the best.
I don't need a sugar daddy anymore, Dawn. So we experienced the facilities on our own, and we had the best day. We rode some rides. We ate. We drank.
That's so nice.
We had the best day ever.
I love that.
I mean, they do look at old guys, walking through Nickelodeon Universe in a different way. but it was great. So tell me, what is sticking out in your mind right now that's getting the most positive response from people who experience American Dream?
Well, that's a good question. I think what's the biggest right now is, we spent a long time trying to get people to really understand what it was, right? And get that brand awareness. But we've turned that corner of brand awareness. And I always said while we were building, like, there's going to come a point in time when people will appreciate what it is that we built in New York, New Jersey Metro. And that's there today. We have like 30, I was writing on my way in this morning, I'm like thinking about all the attractions we have in the mall. We have 19 attractions that are open right now and another 13 attractions coming. And they're not like small, you got the theme park, the water park, the ski hill, the ice rink, Lego Discovery Center, the Wheel, Sea Life Aquarium, two miniature golf courses, a mirror maze, Activate, oh my God, you just go 7D Blast, Dream Riders, museums, like everything.
And then, every cuisine that you could possibly want, you find it there.
Yeah. And the wine bar.
We have a wine bar, Vinoteca, We're opening an Asian food hall in probably a couple of weeks from now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we allowed to put in requests for attractions we would like?
What do you want?
I would like a planetarium, a petting zoo, and maybe like a dinosaur attraction.
We are working on a dinosaur attraction.
Are you really?
You're one of them.
That's 100%. Awesome. And last time I was here, I asked for the cotton candy that looks like actual.
We signed that deal.
You did?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my gosh, it was so
good. Oh my God, no, wait a minute.
Yeah. Do you know how long it takes to make those cotton candy?
How long?
It's a whole process. It's incredible.
I am so. When that opens, I have to be there.
You'll be there for the ribbon.
Well, hold on a second. Dawn is easily coerced. Let me think what I need. We've got work to do.
Planetarium.
Planetarium would be nice. Gandhi.
That would be awesome.
Gandhi would take some mushrooms and go to the planetarium.
I'll be there every day.
I don't know if there's anything that outside of our reach. Planetarium, why not? We've thrown everything else in there. Why not?
See, this is the thing. The only attraction like this in America that ever got any attention was, of course, Mall of America.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Which you guys are sisters and brothers, right? And then so when American Dream finally opened here, Wow. Okay. Now we have something that's of substance, something that's fun, something it's other than just going to a place where you eat a Cinnabon and buy some underwear and go home.
And it doesn't matter if it's raining outside or cold outside. You can go to the indoor water park, the indoor amusement park. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Just go and have a good time.
We love the rain and cold outside.
Yeah. It's even better for you,
It's like in radio, we love accidents. So they're stuck in traffic a little longer. I mean, I'm like, just fender benders.
Right.
That's it. So, okay, we got to get this done. Dawn, what we've accomplished here today. The guys are going to go on some sort of bathing suit shopping spree. I don't know. Just a pair of trunks apiece. That's all you get.
Okay.
Don't take advantage of our partners.
Oh, I thought you were buying, Elvis.
I'm not buying. No, Donna's.
Wait, he said the girls too then, after that.
Well, we'll figure that out.
I am easily coerced.
Yeah, you are.
Where did I hear that?
You're a little loose today, Dawn. And we love that. We love loose Dawn. But on top of that, this shopping spree for a listener is really intriguing to me. Let's go ahead and work on this.
I love that, yeah.
Let's get it done. Transportation, taking care of Z100 sales.
Beautiful.
And what about all the stuff they buy? Like, if they live in a different place, we have to ship it to them.
No, because they'll be on a private plane. They can put it in the back.
The Z100 plane?
Why, wait a minute.
We have a Z100 plane, don't we? Yeah, we do. All right, so...
we'll figure it out.
So, American Dream. April showers bring May flowers, especially in this area. This is the time to be there. There's lots of parking. And, like, the Saks Fifth Avenue. And of course, what do you call that hallway that has like the premium of all premium stores.
Oh, the avenue.
The avenue. Yeah, yeah.
We just opened the Balenciaga there in 10,000 feet.
Oh, good.
Gucci opens. Wait, I hope Gucci opens after you guys come. So I don't want to spend that much money for. Gucci bathing suit.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, so Gucci's opening in a month or so, and then Canada Goose just opened. We've signed a bunch of deals, and it's awesome. And it's a beautiful, beautiful environment once you get into that luxury area.
It is. American Dream. You got to go. Dawn, thank you for coming in. We've got work to do.
Thank you, guys. I'm clapping for myself, too.
And so you should.
Thank you,
me. Look, everyone. It's like, oh, my God. You have kosher places. We need kosher places. My God.
We've got 12 kosher places in the mall already.
Look at this.
And 3 more opening.
Look at that. Mazel. Wow. Mazel to everyone. So American Dream. If you're not there, sad. I'm sad for you.
Oh, no. We got to go.
Good morning.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.